Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined Alice Glenn, Executive Vice President of New Orleans and Company. And Justin Kennedy joins us as well, GM at Parkway Bakery and Tavern. Folks, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. I'm really excited about this segment. Alice, if you would, tell us about, you know, New Orleans and Company has played a role in so many different things, and you guys have been spending a lot of time trying to elevate the cultural assets that, we have here and are willing to share with our visiting public as well as those that live here. A lot of great things have happened in this kind of culinary sector over the last year and a half. Tell us about it.
Absolutely, Noel. Well, one of our sort of key long-term strategic goals is, as you said, to elevate the core cultural assets of the city in a way that I think tells a more robust story about the city of New Orleans and really, you know, demonstrates that what we already know, you know, we have great food, we have great music, it's delicious, but we haven't always been recognized on, particularly on a global stage, in a way that demonstrates really just the incredible professionals and the innovation and the creativity that's happening here in the city. So we've been working really hard first to identify what some of those international global brands and partnership opportunities are, and then to go after them. And so you see that certainly with Michelin, which is, of course, a French tire company that started making guides to lots of different things many years ago, and has really become the gold standard in terms of fine dining and that, you know, really fancy, elevated, high-end cuisine. But recently, and as they've expanded across the globe and into the U.S., they wanted to not just talk about fine dining and you sort of gastronomy is the term, right? Like tweezers with microgreens, but also talk about really what some of the iconic, longstanding, really notable cuisines, restaurants are in each community. Where are the essential places to visit in any given community? And so we're really proud to have been played a role in bringing Michelin to New Orleans and across the South. And we can talk more about that. And really, you want to hear from the chefs. You don't want to hear from me. Just know that we're working hard to make sure that there's a platform for every restaurant, for every creative person that's working in this city.
And we're joined by Justin Kennedy, GM at Parkway Bakery and Tavern. They were received a Bib Gourmand recognition for their excellence in dining and customer service. Justin, how surprised were you?
Well, look, man, Newell, let's cut to the chase. I make sandwiches for a living. Sandwiches in Michelin,
Yeah, but you make damn good sandwiches for a living.
But look, they called me up. They called me up early July, and they said, look, we're expanding the Michelin guide there. We want to get some information from you. They were real quiet about it. I had to send them a bunch of pictures. I took about a two-hour kind of couple of phone interviews over a couple of weeks. And that was it. The next thing you know, at the end of the summertime, right into the fall, we got an invitation to go. I'm like, man, what is this? And I called him up to ask him about it. And she wouldn't say nothing. When she was so nice, like, and courteous, giving me all the information you needed, when I asked her, hey, I got this invitation, is that, what does that mean? We can't tell you anything. Almost like hung the phone up on me, you know? Like, it was like that exclusive. So I said, I got to go up there, you know, because it's like, and I was thinking about it at that time, like, why would they choose a place like Parkway Bakery? And this is not the stars, like the 1, 2, 3 stars
right.
at some of these higher end. Because look, we both make food. We both serve people. But like these guys that make these stars, there's a whole different category. And they are top of their field of just attention to detail. You know what I do? You know, I wake up, I live on top of this property, I feed everybody in the city. The city of New Orleans comes to Toulouse and Hagen every day. If you look at Parkway right now, we're doing this Thanksgiving po' boy to raise money for cancer. There's 300 people in line at this moment.
Yep.
And they recognize that. They recognize, like, this building has outlasted generations of living people that have ran it over the years. And I'll be in that number one day when I'm gone, and someone else will be running Parkway Bakery. That's the kind of place it is. And the thing is, there's so many of them around New Orleans. And that's why I'm so humbled they picked me, because I know there's a ton of places like Parkway Bakery in the city. And they picked 11 Bib Gourmands, so we were one of them.
Absolutely, and congratulations to you. I mean, you know, it's got to be such an exciting moment for all of y'all, because this is the first time ever, right? And Justin, I will tell you, I know why you were picked. When I ask people that lived here and have left and come back to visit, I always ask them, because I have a sister and a brother that don't live here any longer. Where's your first restaurant that you want to go? And your restaurant, Parkway, is without a doubt named almost every time. You know, they'll have like three, right, that they gotta get to, and Parkway's in that number.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. You know what? It was so fun going up there because, you know, like, you know, seeing EJ Lagasse and seeing Emeril and seeing – you know, all these chefs up there from the Gulf South, it was almost like a camaraderie. Like it was your country that won the Olympics, whatever that could feel like. I don't even know what that would be like, you know, representing we were representing our culture where we were at to Michelin. And it was so special. And they threw the red carpet out, and they made everybody that went to that event feel like a king or queen. It was really cool.
Yeah. I can't even imagine.
So proud. I got to say, Justin, to hear you say that, you know, we really believe that our restaurateurs and chefs deserve so much respect and recognition. And to hear you say that you felt like you got it at this Michelin event and with this recognition is really awesome to hear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well,
and you know, Alice and Justin, what's interesting too, and I'll share this with EJ and get his feelings about it. You will be remembered in history of the first ever, right? I mean, I don't know if you've thought
about
it in that context. I mean, it truly is a historic moment in the culinary history of this city that you were in that list of the first ever. And that never goes away. Have you thought about it in that context?
Me personally, I really haven't, you know. I mean, just, you know, I went and I accepted the award, you know. I told the staff, you know, because it wasn't me. It's our team. We had 50 employees.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here, so every one of them, without the employees that work hard for this place, you know, the Parkway wouldn't be around. And that hasn't really sank in, that would be. But the thing is, Newell, I believe you got to keep it up, too. They can take it from you.
Well, yeah, we Well, in fact, that's one of the questions I'm going to ask both you and EJ. I know how this works. I've actually dined at restaurants that were – When we were traveling and we were going there, they had a star. And by the time I got there, they no longer had it. And, you know, and it was like, wow. I mean, so you work so hard to get it, and then it may be harder to keep it than it is to get it. I don't know.
Man, there's people that, like, you know, not really New Orleans proper, but I know, like, in Chicago and New York, there's restaurants that, like, I mean, and you look at Emeralds, I mean, how, what they've done over there is absolutely amazing. And what EJ's done, it's a whole different, I mean, it's the same soul. It's the same roots of what, you know, Big Emerald started, but EJ's took it to a whole new level. And, like, that's what Michelin's looking for. They're looking for things like that, attention to detail. Just, I mean, it's definitely out of my realm. I'm just happy to be in there, you know?
I think you raise a great point, though, Newell. And, you know, one of the things that we were most excited about in, you know, partnering with Michelin is this is the first time they've done a guide for the whole region. So this is six states. It's a guide to the American South. And the fact that New Orleans showed up so strongly, 32 restaurants in the city, is really a testament to what we're doing here and our culinary culture, how unique it is. It's no surprise to any of us, right, that we would shine brighter than, you know, in Nashville or in Atlanta or Charleston. But the fact that within this one guide, you can see all the destinations in the South that, look, at New Orleans & Company, we compete with every day, not just for restaurants, but, you know, for leisure visitors, for meetings and conventions, for sporting events, et cetera, you know, to really put our place on the map at this sort of global scale is really exciting. And for these chefs to be recognized for the first time in this inaugural guide, I have only expectations that we're going to see more stars and more restaurants added in future years. But to be on the inaugural list is huge.
No, no doubt. And, you know, Justin, I'm one of those. I'm so proud to see other people succeed in their chosen occupation and seeing, you know, the fruits of their labor pay off. I mean, you know, I think of that. One of my first jobs was in the restaurant industry. And I tell people all the time, I had more fun working in that industry than maybe anything else I've ever done in my life. And a lot of people don't believe me. And I said, it is what it is. And the industry as a whole is so giving in so many different ways. And it's, you know, emblematic of that is what you're doing today, know, with the turkey poor boys. And you don't see that in every industry, and you don't see the collegiality in every industry like you do in the food industry. And it's something that a lot of people aspire to be into. And all I can say to you is congratulations, all the folks that I've talked to. And this has been take the conversation at restaurants and tabletops throughout the city, in the kitchen and otherwise, a lot of people, everyone, incredibly proud of what you accomplished, you and your team. And just on behalf of WWL and the city, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for the hard work. It's paid off, and we're very proud of you.
I appreciate it so much, Newell. And, you know, me and my family, we do this. It's three different families. It started out with German Baker that opened this in early 1900s, and then the Timothy family who had it until the 80s when it closed. I mean, it's an institution, but it's like a duty that I have to do, right? I got to keep this place running top notch for the people who've ran it before me. And it's so awesome that we got recognized. A restaurant business is the most toughest. I'm going to be a little biased because I'm in it. I think it's the most hardest business you could be in. But the thing is, it is the most rewarding. And if you do it right and you're involved in your community and you take care of your customers, it could be the most rewarding job there is. And this is proof of it.
I've got one text here that wants to know, maybe it's a secret, I don't know, what bread do you use for your po' boys?
So I use, we use Leidenheimer, okay? But there's a catch. We use Leidenheimer. We started with Leidenheimer. Parkway used to bake until like the May flood in the 70s, and they started using Leidenheimer. So that's what we started with. That's my number one. But if a company breaks down or has no bread, I have to keep going. So I do get 3 to 4 bags of John Jindusa a day. So this, I'm probably one of the few po' boy shops in the city that support both the French bread baking icons. You know, I support both of them. Mostly Lionheimer, but I do a little John Gendusa. That's the first one out. John Gendusa is the first one out, and then I roll with Lionheimer after that.
There you go, and I know they appreciate it because there's a lot of curiosity about a lot of different things that goes on at Parkway, for sure.
So if you like one or the other, you can just say, hey, make sure you put it on Gendusa. Make sure you put it on Lionheimer. But usually, if you come for 10 to 11, you're getting Gendusa. But anything after 11, it's Lionheimer all day long.
Absolutely. Well, Justin Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. We got to get to a break, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And when we return, we will visit with EJ Lagasse, head chef at Emeralds and a Michelin two-star recipient. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Alice Glenn with New Orleans & Company. She's the Executive Vice President of New Orleans & Company. And Alice, it was so nice to talk to Justin. He seems so very excited, and he should be. Let's talk about a couple of other things that you guys have been working on and I think has kind of set the landscape for a lot of this recognition. Let's talk about UNESCO, and let's also talk about hosting Bocuse d'Or and the Pastry World Cup. We did it once, and they're coming back again.
That's right. Thanks. Yeah, absolutely. No, we're really excited about all of these things. And first of all, I've got to say, isn't Justin, he's a scream. He's so great,
yes.
So talented, and so incredibly invested in our community, which is true in my experience of so many chefs and restaurateurs. So we, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we have really focused on elevating the core cultural assets of this city in a way that moves the needle in a positive way for all of the culture bearers in the city, whether that's chefs, musicians, you name it. And so while we talk about Michelin in terms of restaurants in the culinary space, UNESCO was a really exciting opportunity for us. We've been pursuing this designation for 3 years. It's, you know, with so many things, especially in the international front, it takes a long time. There's a lot of steps in the process. There's a lot of back and forth with all the different stakeholders. But as of the end of October, New Orleans is officially a UNESCO Creative City of Music. We're one of only 10 U.S. cities and only 400 cities around the world to receive this designation. It's really, I think it's important for a lot of reasons. One, because we know what music means to our city and just the incredible talent and creativity that's coming out of our city. We want to make sure that that's recognized globally. But
absolutely,
it also sets us up for potentially to become a UNESCO World Heritage Site at some point in the future, and really opens up a lot of opportunities for musicians and culture bearers around the city to have opportunities around the world.
And Alice, we now have EJ Lagasse joining us, the Michelin two-star recipient. EJ, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
EJ, let me just say first, on behalf of the city and all of our listening audience, congratulations. All of the recipients and those that have been recognized by Michelin have been the talk of the town since that information has been released. And, you know, it's not often that you have things that happen that where people are just so proud and so excited for each and every one of you.
Well, I mean, look, it's been such an honor to be in the number. I mean, 34 restaurants in this city. It's absolutely incredible. There's got to be some sort of record in terms of, you know, the amount of restaurants in a single year of the Michelin Guide. I ran into a friend of mine the other day who said that they were watching the live stream go on, and as the New Orleans restaurants kept getting called, it felt like watching the Saints win the Super Bowl. You know, yeah. I thought it was fantastic. So I was laughing with them about that. But I mean, look, we're all here to represent this city that we love so much. There's so many chefs and restaurateurs and servers and sommeliers that have put so much into this, you know, over the years, and just doing what they do and providing their guests with beautiful food and a beautiful ambiance and that service that New Orleans is known for, and then it ends up getting recognized by, you know, something as prestigious as the Michelin Guide. I just think it's pretty extraordinary.
Yeah. So your inspiration, obviously, your dad, right? I mean, you know,
he's
you know, known worldwide. But your inspiration for Emeril's, the restaurant itself, is I was talking to Michael Heck earlier in the show. He says, you know, you kind of reverse engineered a restaurant to go down this path. What was the inspiration for you there?
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's always been the goal of my father and my goal to have a white tablecloth restaurant that represents New Orleans. And, you know, those that have traveled around and have seen, you know, the great restaurants around the country, you think of the Per Se's and the, you know, the French Laundries and restaurants like that. I think it was always a goal of my father's. In fact, I know it has been a goal to have a restaurant that can, you know, compete with restaurants like that, but be a New Orleans restaurant at heart and, you know, be a restaurant that serves trout almondine and a restaurant that serves gumbo and the things that we're so proud of as New Orleanians. And have it be on that national stage, maybe a world stage, you know, and there's so many fantastic restaurants in the city that have been on that world stage for so many years. I think of the Commander's Palace and like restaurants like that, right, that, you know, are so recognizable. And for me, you know, to go down the tasting menu route, to go where we've gone with the restaurant is really what the goal has always been for us. And it took us 35 years to get, you know, exactly to where we are now, but we're still going to try to continue to push and evolve, you know, and hope to be here another 35 years. And, you know, maybe we'll be talking some years down the line and I'll be saying, well, you know, we did it like this and then we changed it. We did this. And I think that's what keeps it fun and exciting, but, you know, still playing on the dishes that are so nostalgic for people that have been coming here for 35 years. And for me, I mean, barbecue shrimp's my baby food. So, you know,
yeah. right next to the pablum, right?
exactly.
So I asked this of Justin earlier. Have you taken time or pause to think? You're the first two-star in the city. You're the youngest two-star chef, I think, in the history of Michelin, if my memory serves me correct. I was reading about it over this
past week. That's right, Noel.
Have you thought about that?
Yeah, we've been far too busy to let that sink in just as yet, I think. You know, we take a yearly break for Thanksgiving with the team, and everybody gets to spend 3-4 days with their families, and then we come back to work on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And perhaps on that couple of days break, it'll set in and I'll be able to take some time and think about it. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I was talking to some restaurant friends, some chef friends, maybe yesterday, the day before. And, you know, we were all sort of already heading into, you know, the season, if you will, and getting mm-hmm. back into the swing of things here and getting reared up and ready for, you know, the beautiful holiday period going into, you know, Mardi Gras and headed through Jazz Fest. And then this has just been an accelerator for all of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been so many great locals that have stopped by, and I mean the amount of floral arrangements that I was sent in the last 2 weeks has just been like, you know, like a total tearjerker. But you know, I think of all the tourists that are coming in town and visiting and staying in our hotels, and they're walking the streets and they're shopping and they're out having a drink and they're coming for dinner and they're visiting the World War II Museum and they're doing all the things. That's what this is really all about. It's about getting people excited about being in New Orleans, and it's about getting New Orleanians excited about living in New Orleans and being from New Orleans, as we always are. And so I think that, for me, it hasn't really set in yet. I think for a lot of the chefs around, it hasn't set in yet. But it's all just very exciting. And,
absolutely. I had the opportunity to dine at your restaurant about 3 weeks ago. There were six of us. And I'm one of those that if I visit a town, I look to see what Michelin star restaurants are available. I've probably been to six or seven around the world. We had an incredible experience there. Your wait staff was second to none. You know, the tasting menu's interesting because you always take the liberties to, you got a little nuance here, a little nuance there. And I was just surprised by how much was coming and, you know, to the table. And we had the wine pairing, and we just had a blast with your wait staff. So we had an opportunity, like y'all do, we go into the kitchen. That kitchen is so clean, I think you could operate on people there. I mean, truly. Well, it might be cleaner than operating rooms. I mean, it was amazing. But what really shocked me, EJ, you're 22 years of age, right? All looking in the kitchen and like, is there somebody older than 30 in that kitchen? I don't think so.
You know, we get asked that question so much that I decided to tally it all up and find the average. And the average age is 26.
Wow.
The average age is 26. That question comes up a lot. I mean, there's a big piece of glass, and there's a lot of young people running around, a lot of young guys and girls running around. And, you know, that question comes up. So it's 26 is the average age. And we have such a great team, and I really appreciate the compliment towards them. They do such a fantastic job. We couldn't be more proud of what they've been able to do. You know, I've been such a privilege to be a part of this team the last 3 years, and I'm just so excited to see where we can go with it and hope to see you back soon. And I guess year after year that average age may go up, but I guess I'm a little bit of an outlier, and it keeps dragging us down towards the lower end of the thing. So.
Well, it'll go up when you make 23.
So. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah,
well,
exactly
and,
right.
And Newell, I'd love to if I can. EJ's much too humble to acknowledge this, but not only is he the youngest chef to ever lead a 2-star Michelin restaurant, but he also personally won the 2025 American South Young Chef Award at the ceremony. So. There's an incredible leader at the helm of that incredibly young, talented kitchen staff. We're so proud to have him here in New Orleans and so fortunate.
And the interesting thing, EJ, and kind of a spinoff of what I asked you earlier, I mean, this is history making, and you probably haven't had time to think about that either. I mean, this is the first of the first of the first, you know, on so many different fronts. And, there's just an excitement in the city about it, like I said earlier, that, you know, I've not experienced before. And just people are really, really happy for the successes that you had. And I, being an old guy, you know, I'm in my 60s, I looked into that kitchen and I was just so incredibly proud of all of the young adults working there. And, you know, the 26-year average that you talk about. And folks, I got to tell you, the experience, it's going to blow you away because it's almost as if they're doing surgery on this food. I mean, it's just so interesting to watch what's going on in this kitchen. It's an experience you will never have anywhere else. I've dined at a number of places. It is unique unto itself. And what they bring to the table, as EJ just described, about the culinary delights of what we have really kind of taken for granted here in the city of New Orleans, is truly highlighted in a fashion that you will not see anywhere else. And I know I could go on and on, and I don't mean to do so, EJ, but
no,
I love the success, to share the success of others, and sitting at your table in your restaurant was just an incredible experience. And thank you for bringing it forward, and thank you for sharing it with not only the folks that live here, but the people that visit here, because this will be talked about for a long, long time.
Well, we're just proud to represent the city along with those other great restaurants in town, and hope to stay in that number for many years to come.
Let me ask you this one question, because Justin brought it up. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to get to two stars, right? You get it mm-hmm. first time out. It's got to be incredibly hard to keep them.
No, I mean, absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about Michelin that Chef Friends and I have been talking about in New Orleans, is that this is just the first year, right? And now we're back mm-hmm. in the next cycle. You know, their anonymous inspectors could be in here tonight. Who knows, you know? And it's an incredibly hard task to maintain stars or Bib Gourmands or anything like that. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to call a lot of fantastic chefs around the world mentors and colleagues, and I'm able to call, you know, great chefs around the country like Eric Repair in New York at La Bernardin, who's held 3 stars for 20 years. And, you know, I say, well, you know, what do you think that we should do? How do you think that I should think about it going in and speaking to the team? And, you know, I think that if we can just continue, all of us in the city that, you know, running our restaurants and doing what we do, if we just keep doing what we're doing, but focus on refining and focus on quality ingredients, focus on those things, the results come at the end of it. And it's a lot of work. We have a lot of young professionals, as you said, in this kitchen. And, you know, this is their life. They treat it like that. They read, you know, cookbooks, and I'm sure they're watching YouTube videos and things on the weekends, and they're out to eat if they can, to go have a bite somewhere to get inspired. And they come in, and, you know, people like myself and people in our restaurant and restaurants around the city, we live, eat, we breathe restaurants and cooking. And it's just what we do. That's what we adore. And so they're sort of like professional athletes, and they're so disciplined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us, if they come in every day and I come in every day and we all come in together and we push and really try to be just a little bit better than we were the day before, then hopefully at the end of the year, things go our way and we can keep them or we've pushed, you know, past the point where, you know, we gain an additional recognition or something like that. But, you know, for us, it's just trying to be a little bit better than we were the day before. And I think that's the sentiment of a lot of chefs around the city. And I think that what that's going to do is, one, there's going to be a lot of fantastic restaurants to go out to in the city to eat. They're going to be, you're not going to be able to have a bad meal. It's not like you could before, but when everybody's excited, as you said, there's that energy in the city right now. When everybody's excited and you can feel the love and the passion in the food, in all the restaurants around the city, the dining scene is only going up, you know?
I happen to follow an icon, Harry Lee. You follow an icon, your father. He's got a signature move. Bam. Let's have a little fun here. What's your signature move going to be?
I mean, I don't have one now. If I use Bam, he's got it trademarked, and I've got to pay him, so I'd rather not. But, you know, no signature move for now. Right now, I'll stay on the stove. I'll figure something out at some point, though.
Yeah, you see, Harry Lee had bobbleheads and magnets, and I didn't have any of that either. So. Well, again, thank you. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to spend with us. I know my listening audience truly appreciates that. The city is very proud of what you've accomplished. Keep up the great work, and congratulations to you, your team, the restaurant, the Emeralds organization. Job well done.
Thank you so very much. Hope to see you again at the table soon.
You will, my friend. There's no doubt about that. Thank you again.
Cheers.
We'll be right back with final thoughts with Alice Glenn when we return. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Alice Glenn, Executive Vice President of New Orleans & Company. Alice, thank you so much for pulling this together. That was a lot of fun. Great text coming in. He sounds and presents himself as so much older than 22, looking forward to what he will do in the future. This young man sounds wise beyond his years. Very impressed with this interview. Folks are just, going on and on and about both of these gentlemen. And Justin Kennedy said, man, it's his attitude, it's his personality, why everybody loves going to Parkway.
I couldn't agree more. I got to tell you, we talked a little bit earlier about Boku's Door and the World Pastry Cup coming back to New Orleans, which we're really excited about. It was here in 2024, and Emeril and EJ were an integral part of that. How they found time in the midst of all of the incredible things that they're doing, I won't know, but they, what was so impressive to me is there were chefs, Thomas Keller, Danielle Ballou, Jerome Bocuse, like icons in the culinary industry here for this event, which, by the way, is coming back in, at the end of July 26th. We're so excited about that, in partnership with the Louisiana Restaurant Association showcase. But these guys are here, and who are they looking to talk to? Who are they seeking out in the room? But EJ. Yeah. And I think that's such a testament to just the incredible talent that he's got and how respected he already is in the industry. And this recognition from Michelin just really reinforces that. And I have no doubt that we're going to see his restaurant full and visitors coming from around the world to eat his food and those of all the rest of the recipients for a really long time.
The Lagasse family has always been very involved, too, in the community and in the not-for-profit arena. In fact, they, Emeril just had his fundraiser here in the city. I've attended a fundraiser that he holds in Destin, Florida, for a couple of years called Chi-Chi Miguel Cook-Off. Actually, we won the seafood paella for the sides dish.
All right.
We made a seafood paella one year. And it was just a blast. But they're always giving back to the community. They're always thinking about others. You heard EJ talk about it. You could feel the sincerity in his voice, that he's just so excited for the city and that he recognizes in both cases, both Justin and EJ, that this is bigger than them. Right? That they're not the center of the universe. It's much bigger than they are.
Absolutely. And I have to say, there's no better ambassadors for New Orleans than the Lagasse family and so many restaurateurs. But I'll tell you, my experience is hands down, our restaurant community is the most generous, supportive, community-focused industry in the city. There's no event, there's no fundraiser that happens for anything that a restaurant is not participating in, that they're not supporting. When someone within their own families and restaurants needs help, they're stepping up to support them. It's really an incredible and unique thing. It's really something to see and a really special part of our culture.
It's what Frank Davis used to call it, naturally New Orleans, for sure. Well, thank you so much, Alice Glenn, Executive Vice President of New Orleans & Company. Keep up the great work. We truly appreciate it, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much, Noel. Always great to be with you.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot. Stay with us. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we've got some sports to talk about, but there is some really damaging new information out about the Epstein files, and we're going to talk about that this afternoon. It's going to be interesting.
All righty, Scoot's headed your way, folks. Stay tuned. He's got a great lineup. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Have a great Wednesday evening. See you in the morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.